Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of just experiencing your beauty in the faith of Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us, you saved us, and you now, together with us, revealing yourself on a daily basis. Thank you, we've been translated out of darkness into your marvelous light, which is day, and it's the day of the Lord. And so we thank you. Today is the day of salvation, which we just see you in everything. Thank you, Lord, as in the past, the trials and the tribulations just brought us to our knees and deeper into darkness. But praise God, now it brings us to our knees and to experience more of you as you just take us on this path of righteousness as co-heirs with you in Jesus, in you, Father, together with the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, in all this spiritual blessing. So thank you for the spiritual blessing that we have experienced since we've come home and are now on this wonderful walk of righteousness where you unveil yourself to us. Beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are transformed from one degree of glory to the next. And so thank you. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 6 to 9. For the reality of the truth of Christ is seen among you and strengthened through your experience of him. So now you aren't lacking any spiritual gift as you eagerly await the unveiling of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He will keep you steady and strong to the very end, making your character mature so that you will be found innocent on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful and can be trusted to do this in you, for he has invited you to co-share the life of his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One, our King.
Hallelujah. Powerful scriptures. Here we can just see, you know, we were in the darkness, now we are in the light. And the light is day, and today is the day of the Lord, the day of salvation for those that have turned from darkness to the light and is looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, and walking with the Lord. So here we just see, you know, the unveiling is the heavens showing themselves true to us as they come and they help us through the trials and the tribulations, whether it's death, whether it's leaving homes, or whether it's problem with people, whatever it is, no weapon formed against us prospers, and the Lord just takes us on. So we just get stronger as we look to the Lord, listen to the Lord, and we overcome. We were once in the flesh, and that brought us nowhere, but now in the Spirit and in the love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the love of their leadings, pouring their love into our hearts, we just grow, we overcome, we shine. Amen. It's glory to glory as co-heirs together with Christ. So we the lights. God has placed us here in the world to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Be strengthened, be encouraged, stay in tune, develop on schedule in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.